حضرت سیدنا اعمش بن مسروق علیہ رحمت اللہ القدوس reports that a pious person used to live in a jungle. This pious person had one rooster, one donkey, and one dog. The rooster will wake him up early morning for salat, and the donkey was used to bring the water and other goods, and the dog would look after his assets and his house. One day a fox ate his rooster, and when this pious person came to know, he said, "There would be goodness for me in it." In other words, he remained pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was patient. But other household members got very worried, and they started saying, "We have lost this and we have lost that." After a few days, a wolf came and attacked the donkey and killed the donkey. When the people of the house of this pious person came to know, they became very sad and they started mourning that we have lost so much. But this pious man never said a word of impatience. Rather, he said that there is goodness for us in the death of this donkey. And after some time, the dog fell ill and died. And he still remained sabir and shakir. He was patient and he was still thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he repeated the same thing, that in the death of this dog, there will be some goodness for us. The time kept on passing. After some days, some robbers attacked the houses of that jungle, and they arrested all the people who were living in that jungle. And the reason and the cause of them being identified that they are living at that place was the animals. These robbers, they heard the noise of the animals and they came to know that there are some people living here. And they identified the places and the houses of these people because of the noise of the animals. So they looted them, they took their wealth, they arrested them, they took them with them to work as slaves for them. But the house of this pious person was still safe and sound because he did not have any animal with him and there was no noise from his place and nobody heard and nobody was pulled towards his house or concentrated towards his house. Now, his faith became even stronger that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, there is hikmat and there is wisdom in it. So he got saved from that calamity, from that difficulty, which everybody else faced.